It's well known that people say, in English you say it, hindsight is 20/20, or chochmah lachamayis, as you call that. When you look from the back, then it's exactly what you'd have to do. But that is a mishpat, expression which is mekubal. That's the way you speak. I think it's the wrong way of speaking. I think it's absolutely wrong. Hindsight is not 20/20. It's not. It depends what you want. Whenever you want to know which hishtadlus you would have to do in order you should gain the money, or you shouldn't lose the money, or you should go the right way in order that thing shouldn't happen to you, then for sure hindsight is 20/20. But when the question is, what did the Borei Olam want from you, the hindsight is as blurred as beforehand, because afterwards you also don't know what the Borei Olam wanted from you. So this whole hindsight is 20/20 is a statement which is taka, a statement without any emunah. That means when the noise, when the topic is not emunah, the topic is only what is your hishtadlus, what is what you want to do, then for sure, afterwards you know exactly what happened, and then you would know which way to go, let's say. But when that's not the topic, only the topic is that you want to know what the Borei Olam told you, what were you taught from that, so the hindsight is not clear as beforehand. So it's not exactly the same thing. So it is not exactly the same problem when you look from the back, then you look for beforehand. Because when you look backwards, there's one thing which is better. That means you are not under pressure that now you have to succeed, because things are over. And you are knowing where you're holding, which position you are. That's the position you are in now. That's the fact which happens. And Mimela, there's nothing now to do and to be very nervous about. But before, things are happening normally, because that's the normal reaction of a person. You are very nervous because you want to know, what should I do? What is my next step, or what is my ishtadlus to do? So the hindsight has this maila, but only this. But the work which has to be done after the thing is happening, and the work which has to be done before the thing is happening, or in the progress, is be'etzah very similar when you take into account the emunah, which has to be coming to the picture. So when we think now about what happened there in this terrible thing in New York or in the whole area there around, so we are here in a certain position of hindsight, because we are now not caught in the cleaning up or in the tragedy shaboy or in the counting this enormous disaster, human disaster, which was there or is there. We are not caught in that. We are looking from hindsight. But together with that, for sure, we have to take into account the tragedy that happened there. And now I want to go with you in this part of Emunah, even though the exact mahalach you still have to be worked on. But I want to go into that realm, because it has to do with what we spoke last time, even though it is a big surprise. For me, it was also a big surprise here. But I feel that I have to explain this thing, how to approach with the emunadik way. That means, what was the message of the Borei Olam in the emunadik way, how to approach that. So, first, this is a very difficult thing for all of the community to, I don't know whether to understand or to identify with. I don't know why is it so difficult. But people are always falling back into what they are used to. There is a way on looking with emunah about explaining the fact. What did the Borei Olam want from that? Why did he bring it down? What was the cause and effect in a munidika way of this disaster?
Or you call it Chavoinish.
Or you'll call it all different kind of things. And you have a certain say, you have a certain way to approach that. And this way to approach is a way which is for sure consistent. And it says in the Sforim what happens or whenever you do this and this Avera, once the way it says that. So you are in a position where you are able to nail down to a certain extent that the reason for this is this and this Avera. Yeah? So according to my opinion, this is first of all very dangerous. Second, it is taking into account a very general aspect of the thing, because these answers are most of the times written in the book. But I want my emunah, not a book emunah. I want my emunah to be a personal emunah. It's my emunah. I have to keep up this emunah in my personal life. So these general answers, once in a while, they make it easier for a person because he feels part of a general picture. That could be, but it's not the real hitting the person, the emunah, as the makkah hits the person. Because the problem people are in now in New York is a very personal problem, even though it's on a public scale, but it's a very personal problem. So when you are going for this emunah, that you say, I know why the Boron brought that down out of a certain take, you know, you say something and just have a certain reason out of this forum, and you say it happens because of this, or it happens, this is the explanation, or you see this and this, or that and that, that's what you say. This is a very general thing that can be written in any sefer, and there's nothing to do with Tovshin Ayin Gimel, and nothing to do with New York area, and nothing to do with the houses which went down, and nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with that particularly. It has to do with the general thing. Yeah. For example, of course, there are chazalim like this, and there are people who speak like this. They don't know that it comes because it's a Ruach Se'oro. So Ruach Se'oro comes with the chet of the dibur. So that's Ben Yehuda says like this, something like this. So you could say it. It's a book question. It's a book answer. Yeah? It stays in the book, and now you say. So by me, always it's a question, but there is a personal tragedy going on. Yeah? Their house is destroyed. People went through. It's not only stam, it's a se'ora. Only you have to understand, over here you have to understand, there's a personal thing going on. That means people's life was destroyed in an instant way. And we all know that Yitzchak Tzadik, when he was standing in front of Paroi within an hour after he was taken out of the bor, that took a certain amount of time because he had to go to the barber, and he has to cut the hairs, and he had to take a shower. So that takes an hour or two, you know, till you get dressed and things like this. That is not within 5 minutes. That takes an hour or two. This whole disaster took 3 or 4 hours. That's it, yeah? So the people, by Yosef HaTzadik, you say, without thinking, that the godless of Yosef, which says, who Yosef? That he was the Yosef in the ball, and he was the same Yosef when he was standing in front of the paroi. So then you say, without hesitation, you say that's the enormous godless of Yosef, that he was not losing his mind from this sudden change in his life. That he was in the ball, and within 1 or 2 hours he had to stand in front of the Melech. So these people, which they are not on the Madreig of Yosef HaTzadik, they went through the very same thing in the other directions. That means within 2 or 3 hours, life changed from a life which had a past to it, had memories to it. There were letters from the grandfather which he took out from the concentration camps. There were other items which was your life connected to that, and everything just went out into the sea, you know? No more. So the life was just in a disastrous way changed, and they have to stay normal, you know? But it is the very same thing as by Yosef. When you say, no, it's only Olam Hazeh. So by Yosef was also only Olam Hazeh. Because in the bowl, in the Beit Zohar, you can very nicely contemplate about the Boira Oilo. And you have 24 hours to think about the godless of the Boira, which penetrates even in that hole, which is called the bowl. Yeah? You can contemplate on that 24 hours, 7 hours, 7 days a week. Yeah? No problem. Okay? So, standing in front of Paroi, most probably, for your learning Torah, is less less of a opportunity because you have to daiga for all the people and for all the talichim and all the maisim, you know. So you have less time to sit next to the Gemara than in the Beit Zohar, most probably. Yeah? But even though you also understand that it was a tremendous change for Yosef HaTzadik to go from the ball, stand in front of Pari. So they had to go. They have now to go the same way backwards, you know, from being established and predictable and organized way of living into nothing, gurnished. Yeah? Only to give the numbers, which you know that the numbers which are not including only Jews, but they say that about 40,000 families have no home to live in. Yeah? 40,000 families have no home to live in. So that's a lot. Yeah? No home to live in means it's all gone. Yeah? In Stom. Stom was a Tom. Yeah? So that's a lot. So please, we can't come because we are standing in this position that by us, where the sun is shining and we are in that place where we are. So then we say Yobo Hashem, and it's only Olam Hazeh, you know. Never mind. So that is achzorius. We may not do that. You have to understand. It is a tremendous loss and a tremendous change of life of a huge amount of people. Yeah? Happened there. Yeah? Besides that, now there's a snowstorm and the electricity is out again. Yeah? And it's cold. And you have small children, you know. You have to understand that this is not a simple matzav altogether. Yeah? It's not simple altogether, the whole thing. Yeah? So this, the life change. You know, it's a change of life within a few hours. The whole life change. And so, is it the right thing, or is that the whole thing? When you are telling to yourself that I know the reason because it's a chet sheberuach, could you be happy with that? That the chet sheberuach made that is the answer you have? I doubt whether that's the whole answer you have to present. This could be a statement which declares what was the reason of the Borei Olam, which I am not the Novi. I do not know that these things. I don't know that. But it is a statement which declares the reason why the Borei Olam did that. Yeah? But we are missing one other piece in Emunah, and that's extremely difficult. Or to explain, perhaps I don't explain it well. Perhaps I don't know whether it's difficult to swallow. But there is another part in Emunah, and people always don't go for that. Always do not. The part of Emunah is that the Borei Olam wants to educate you. He didn't want to punish you. He wanted to educate you. He wants your avoider from that thing. That's what he wants. Yeah? This is a part in Emunah which today is kimat gan, because you always think, what was the avera I did which brought the Borei Olam to the point that he had to bring down these punishments? This is a reasoning of Sibo Mesoivev. But there is an entirely other realm going on by the Borei Olam, that he wants to push us on avoide, that we have to take out a message from that. There is pain, there are things going on which we do not want that they should be like this, but this pain is there in order to teach us some work. We have to do something in accordance to that terrible makkah which hit us. Yeah? That's called avoide. So this is a realm which today is kimat forgotten. Always, kimat always, when you hear Haredi people speak about such disasters, you always hear them saying, it's because of. This is for me a very awkward statement in Emunah. Because are you a Novi? Do you know why things are happening? Do you have any price list of Averes? Is there any price list of an Avera? Is it shayach to say some Avera bring some outlet besides the Gemara in Shabbos? I know that too, but besides all these Gemaras, but in a secheldik way, is it shayach to make a price list for Averes? Is it shayach? No, because it depends how you did the Avera. When you made the Avera mitakrechts or odakrechts. When you did mit the Avera Meizit, or Besheigig, or Habesheigig. Or you were already the second time you did the Avera, or the fifth time you did the Avera. There's no price list for any aveira in the world. There's no price list. The way there is no price list for a mitzvah. Nebuchadnezzar was zoiche to be better than Obama. Yeah, he was zoiche on all the whole world because he went four steps after the shliach. Yeah, or three steps after the shliach. He went three steps after him and wanted to bring him back. Out kiddush Hashem. And that's why we are going after the Sefer Torah. That's the Mekor. You go after the Sefer Torah, like Nebuchadnezzar ran after the Shliach in order to bring him back to say, first you have to mention the Borei Olam, and afterwards you have to mention the Melech. Yeah? So that was his Zeichet to the whole, be shared on the whole world. I also want to be shared on the whole world. I envy Obama tremendously, you know, on that great job, yes, you know, unbelievable. I also want to do that. I every single time run after the Sefer Torah three steps, I will not be president of the United States, not only because I'm Swiss citizen and not American, only because they won't vote for me. No, they won't do that. So that won't help. There is a price list. You go after the Sefer Torah or the Kiddush Hashem, you are zeiche to be shalit on the Kol Olam Kulo, the way you see by the Nebuchadnezzar. It depends under which circumstances you do that. It depends who you are. It depends which kechas and nefesh do you have. It depends. There is no price list for an aveira. There is no price list for a mitzvah. And now you come and say, you know, that happened because of. Is it the right thing to do? Or is it a thing which makes us then feel, okay, we are not in a senseless world. We are not in a world that makes no sense altogether. Because, hine, there is a certain thing which is going on and it makes it understandable that things come because of that. And then you're happy. And I am still very much unhappy with that. Because I am very difficult for me to be maskim, that means, I do not know the oimik of the Ashkoch Elyoinon, of the Chait, but to be maskim, kelachayat, that, you know, Chait Shebeloshen, you know, that's it, then all the houses are gone, and all the Ovar is gone, and everything is, no, it's only that the Ruach comes, you know, so the Ruach comes, but when it would be a Ruach which takes off a few trees, or the Ruach which swaps out a whole Shchuna, or whole Shchunot, it's the same Ruach, you know. So, is it really good? This is my question. Heresy, huh? Is it really good to say only that? The books say it, that's right. But it's a very general, it's a very cold picture. You are painting out of the most painful situation. You make from that a very cold picture. You know? Chet Sheberuach. No, very nice. But there is pain on a shield. This is the answer. I doubt. Because there is another, but not because there is another reason. I do not know what the reason for the Borei Olam was. Only I want to listen what is the avoide which has to be done. And that is the core point of Emunah. The core point of Emunah is that always, the Emunah goes together that there is avoided to be done with the situation. It's not that I know what the situation will be, and not because that I know why the situation happened. It's only the Emunah means I am Neemon, I have Emunah, that now the Borei Olam wants from me a certain avoided. That was a diun in the Tanakh by Doniel, by Hanani Mishol Vazari, we spoke about that. Chazal speak about that. Someone showed me the Chazal. I didn't bring it with me. But someone showed me the Chazal, which said, there's a Chazal which says that by Hanani Mishol Vazari, when they were called to stand in front of Nebuchadnezzar, so Nebuchadnezzar was very much in rage, because there was a big thing, this Tselem, and everyone was bending in front of apparatus, you know, there was a big thing, you know. And everyone was bending in front of that. Only Hanan Mishol Vazar says, I don't do that. You know, nothing. There were fireworks going on, that there were music going on, and Rash going on. That's what the Pesukim say. But they didn't do anything, you know. So he was very much enraged and said, I will throw you in that Kibshon Oish. And then Hanan Mishol Vazar says, we have a Borei Olam which will help us out of the Kibshon Oish, and will also help us out of your of the melech like you. And then the second pasuk says, and when not, then you know that we did not bend in front of the tzelem. That means, and when not means, and when we will be burned, then l'chol ha'pachos you know that we didn't bend in front of the tzelem. That's what it says, the pasuk. So it's a bit awkward, you know. First you say, I have a b'roil, which makes me going through that alive. And then you say, and when not, then l'chol ha'pachos you know that I didn't bend. So Chazal say that was a whole discussion going on between Hanani Mishol Vazariah and Yecheskel, which was also at that time there. And Yecheskel told them, you can't say that. You can't, with your emunah, force a certain situation. No, that's wrong. You can't say, my emunah gives me that I will be rescued from that Kivshanoish. Only you have to say, and when not, when I be well rescued, but there is still a void going on. Because you will see that I went on Kiddush Hashem. And I go very calmly on Kiddush Hashem. So Yecheskel told them, the point of Emunah is not why a thing happened and what will happen. That's not the point of Emunah. The point of Emunah is Avoida. And Avoida has to be Al Kolponi. That also on the side, that the thing won't be Matzliach, that means you will be burned. On this side, still there is Avoida. There's still Avoida going on. And then Chazal is Mamshich, that same Chazal says that Yecheskel told them, when you are keeping the mitzvahs and you go in a straight way, then Hashem will help you. Yeah, but what means then Hashem will help you? He just said that you can't go for that you will not be burned. What is then the helping of Hashem? Well, perhaps you will be burned. The helping of Hashem is that the avoider will be Matzliach. Yeah? That's why he says, when you're keeping up the Torah and you're going in a straight way, you will have a Siyata Dishmaya to go in the straight way and keep up the Torah. Not that you have a Siyata Dishmaya that you won't be burned from the Kivshanoish. That's not your business. Or you will not. But the Aveide will be there. That would, for example, happen to thousands of people which were, yes, burned from such a thing like the Kivshanoish. For example, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was just killed by the Romans, and it was exactly what the Romans wanted. They wanted to kill him, berab him, and that's what they did, were Matzliach. The Masregel Shel Barzel were not like by Moshe Rabbeinu, that it was suddenly, it was like Marvel, you know, like the knock the neck out. No, it was Masregel Shel Barzel, and they killed the man. But what? Nishmoso Yotzo Be'echot. Avodas Hashem did not cease, even in front of that matzav. That Sorkum Basori, the Masrekes Shel Barzel, Avodas Hashem went through that. This is Tachlis Avodah. That's why the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, you showed me the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. Show me the Schar. And then Hashem showed him that they will take his, they will Sorkum Basori, they will kill him in the way they killed him. Then Moshe asked, Zu Teure, Zu Schoro. That was the Teure, and that's the Schar. And then the Hashem said, Shteik, kach olo b'machshovo. So what's the answer of Hashem? The answer of Hashem is, yes, it is the Schar. The Schar of Kol HaTeure Kule is that you're able to keep through Avoide even in that disastrous situation. That's the Schar of Kol HaTeure Kule. That is the Schar. That is olo b'machshovo, that should be the Schar. But that is the schar. It's not that I showed you something else. You asked me to show you the schar, I showed it to you. All you asked me is, that's the schar. That's the schar. There's nothing more that keeps through avoid it, through every situation. Yeah? That what is demanded from the Jews, that they have to keep up avoid it. Yeah? So this is this chazal. Chaim Yishol Vazara teaches us that. And no, we are not going to force any situation, and we are not going to explain situations. That's not Emunah. This is a distortion in our Emunah. We think Emunah always has to explain. You say, where was the good boy Roilom over here? And then you say, Gamzula Teva, because. And then you say something. And I'm sure, I'm positive. And over here, by this disaster which happened there, there will be stories like this, that just this item or this thing was not hurt. You know, you see the Ashkocha Pot is there, you know. Is it some item or it's just before that thing the water stopped or whatever it is. Ah, meiradik, yeah. Then you see that shkorapot. It's all the same thing that you want to know the fact. What is the fact? Do you see in the fact that you're dying for the beroilo? Yeah. So I know that it says kamzule teivo, and then it says it's like the poro which was breaking the leg, and then underneath that leg they found the iser, they found the treasure. Yeah. So this is Gemara. I know this is Gemara. But you know, there were thousands of poros which broke the leg, and they digged very heavily under that leg, and there was no treasure there. Yeah? So very much, a lot of times happens like this, you know. So what is that, what the Gemara says? The Gemara says, it was like this, that's the way Emunah goes. It's a mefurish in Perek Chelek. Emunah goes, you know, you are believing in something. The Bir Olam doesn't deprive you always that you don't see it de facto. It's not only a emunah you have in your mind. Once in a while you get the sukkariya that you see it also. But the seeing the fact is not proving the fact. No. Because there are other incidents which that doesn't happen. The emunah is the emunah. You have to be maimin in something sichlistic. The nitin in the Gemara there in Perega Chelek is a trias amesim. You have to be maimin in trias amesim because you have to be maimin in the argumentation. Ah, you have a difficulty to believe it. Look, I'll show you that the halfway of Achbor and halfway of Ofer, then afterwards Kulo is boss. And then you see that the valley is full with Chilzoinus in one day, you know, that in one day everything will be created. So that's the Gemara. When you have a difficulty to believe, look at it. But the Raya is not the looking at it. Otherwise the Gemara could bring straight the Raya. Say, where do you know Tchias Amazim from? Come to the valley, look at the Chilzoinus, in one day everything is there, that's Tchias Amesim. No, that's not Tchias Amesim, no. That's not the Raya, such a thing is not the Raya. It's only, I have to believe in the argumentation. Only the Bir Olam doesn't put me in a world where there is no parallel or no illustration going on. The Bir Olam tells me, you live in a world which this fact is also illustrated. It happens once in a while. So the point of Gamzul HaTov is not that it happens to a person. The point is you believe in that. But this belief of Gamzul HaTov is a belief, I call that a belief like out of the Sefer. There are Sforim which explain that very nicely. You know, the Astvunas, and when you want others, you have other places where you go and on that you could go. Nefesh HaChaimas could be something on that, or other deeper Sforim. There are a lot of Sforim which are written on that, and these Sforim are quotable. But this is a general emunah. You see? It's a general emunah. I, in general, believe Gamzul HaTov. There's nothing to do with this incident. Only I believe that this incident won't move that emunah away. But there is another realm altogether in emunah. Which is other realm is that the Bir Olam wants me to work with that. Avodah. He wants to educate me. And this is gone. These people don't think like this. They don't have the thought process that the Bir Olam has a basic interest in us to make Avodah, to work. That's what he wants. I mean, when something happens, that is the target of the Bir Olam. He wants that we should work. And so it's not a reason. I don't tell you. That's why he brought it. This Aveira brought it down. I don't know which Aveira brought that down. But after it comes down, that obligates me to work. And now comes the Knech in Emunah. When this is the Emunah, and this is very actual in this case, in this scenario, which we see in New York area, and that is the case, that the Bir Olam wants work, avodah, and that's a part of the Emunah, then you now see a very dangerous relationship open up. As far as you are accepting avodah, as far you are a maimin. But when you don't accept avodah has to go further, then you are a kofer. Because you can't believe that there is education going on. For example, in this case, by me, avodah Hashem, that's something I do when I'm in a very good mood. And I feel comfortable. And I slept enough. And I ate well. And then I sit down. And this mazgan is working. You know, this always a little bit strange for me personally, not that I, of course you have to make comfortable as must, but the Americans, they really, they have to have it comfortable. You know, it's uncomfortable here, you know, and believe, I am the most uncomfortable, because I not only sit in the heat, I even have to speak and scream. So for me, it's very hot. So what? As was. So it can be without air conditioning too. We are in the Middle East. That's the weather situation over here. No. Americans can't swallow that down. We can't work like this. We have to have air conditioning. We have to have good food. We have to have slept enough. And then we are willing to learn and willing to think a little about it, about Torah and about the Rebbe Shalom. We're willing to do that. Now, these things which happen now in this area throws over everything by you. Because they have to do work on the basis that the work, the avoider, has to penetrate till the end of the life. And this I'm not willing. So maybe I'm a kofer. Because then I say, no, the Boy Rolo can't want, it's not avoider which is wanted. It's no, it's not avoider. The Boy Rolo doesn't want to educate us with that. He doesn't want to educate these people. No, it's too harsh. Yeah? It's a kofer. But why are you a kofer? You are a kofer because you are willing to accept avoider only to a certain level. And beyond that level, you can't accept that the Boy Rolo wants to educate you. So there's no Boy Rolo there. Yeah? Deeper than that, the Boy Rolo is inexistent. It exists. Then only you are fatalistic, you're in a fatalistic situation and say, okay, what shall I do? No, it happened, what shall I do? But you know, the Boy Olam Zayin HaChishboines, and we don't know, and then, Ozaf Hashem Eso Oretz, with other words. There's no actual sense over here. The Boy Olam didn't speak to us. He's not with us. He's from far away, pushed a few buttons, you know, Ruach, bach, boom, and then, you know, he pushed a few buttons and then the thing happens. Disastrous, yeah? That's what we say. These buttons are pressed and that's it. But this is a very cold emune. The real emune. The real emune says, he spoke to me. No, that can't speak to me. That can't, because why not? Because we are not willing to accept that avoider goes to these depths. We are not. We're not willing to that. Yeah? That avoider, I can't work with my life. I can work with a way that it is deeper than everything I have. No, it can't be. And there, that's a problem in emunah, you see? That's a very disastrous thing. That we are maimim in as far as we are oivdim. And beyond our avoider, we are not maminim. We are not maminim, simply. Because you can't be educated in such a way. So that is the shockle we got. Huh? That is the first shockle, you know. The Boy Olam took the whole nation, according to my opinion, or whatever you want, I think it's the whole nation, took the whole nation, and shockled the nation and said, you know what, work. Work can't be done out of comfort. You know, yeah, I prepared myself, and I did that, and, you know, I planned out my life, and I planned out my thing, and exactly do what's comfortable for me. And that's the way, then I'll do a good job, you know. Really. And now you have to do a good job when you stay without socks, you know? Even no socks, people like this, yeah? And it's not the judges they have only the clothing on it. They have no socks left, you know? What shall I do? Yeah? You stay without socks, without anything. And there, you still have to work. Because the world wants a way from them too, Jewish people, you know? Could you imagine that? Are you willing to accept that? No, we are sitting in our comfort. That's part of our non-noisy bolim chaveiroi. Because we can't imagine that it makes any sense, that thing, you know. Then you look at that and we, like, out of embarrassment, we are like, don't know what to do, you know. It's above border, you know. Out of limits, you know. And then you, then you make a scoop out of it, you know. Something like this, you know. What's he does? Avoid it, but you can't. You can design, because you don't want to work like this. And this was the message over here, the first message, huh? It just Tzibur was taken and said, you know what? When you want to work only in a shallow way, I'll show you that there are very deep ways in your life which have to be touched by your avoider. Because the Boy Olam will uproot the life. Yeah? That's what he did. He uproots the life. And you still are Jewish. And you still have to daven. And you still have to learn. And you still have to do the things, you know, and the whole life is gone. You know, my son said it. Okay, my wife comes from a family which went through the escape from the Holocaust. So she said, okay, that these people are like the grandparents which came in and, you know, came in with nothing. Now they stay in the same place, you know. And then my son said immediately, but now the grandparents, they were declining throughout the years till they stayed only with two pictures. That's it. But they had that like this. Suddenly, you know. So eine ganz zweite Sache. You have to work. The work when you, that teaches us that even when you are in a comfortable situation, but avoid that has to go much deeper. Because who knows where things will uproot you, you know? Who knows? You can't rely. And you have to be over there too. You have to learn, you have to daven, you have to do chesed, you have to die for your children, even though you have nothing left, yeah? That's what you have to do. You have to do avoid still, you know. Your midas have still to be there. You can't just give up. Install. Yeah? How do you do that? We don't know. You see? And then the Boreh Olam is out of the picture. That can't be. The Boreh Olam didn't know. This he didn't want. No. Didn't want. And then you have to come to some explanation of the fact, which this is a far thing in Emunah. I know that we are all caught by that. Again, we are all caught. We want always an explanation of the facts. Think over it. I believe me, you hear now the Vaad, and then you go out. Believe me, you go out. For a minute, out of the door, you fall back to the old thing. I know that. You're a minute out of the door, you fall back to that. Because Emunah always immediately, that's like a hakaza, yeah? You go into this direction. Your mind goes in that direction. But what was the reason? Which Avera brought it? Ich weiß nicht. Mir habe besteige. It's not because I don't know. I can't know which Avera brought that. But I know that there is a situation now which demands Avera. How do I work now? Does it really help to say it was because of the Ruach? So how do you work now that you have to dig into the Biyuv in order to reach your tefillin or whatever it is there, you know? So, but it was a chet of the Ruach. So what was helped? Then you'd have to work with the givens. You have now to work, yeah?
Through the chet, I know what to do. What's
the Avodah? No, not tafka. Because you don't know the chet. The Avodah comes because of the Yisurim. It hurts you somewhere. And that teaches you where you have to work. Yeah? That's why it
not
hurts
because
you.
Because I know why.
No? Why it, you know where it hurts. That's a Ramcham. You know where it hurts. You know where it hurts. It hurts somewhere. There you have to work. That's the point. That's a Ramchal. That's a Posukiniyo, Psukiminiyo. I tell you again. This is a little bit premature in Emunah. The Emunah now went into another direction a little bit. But it is a... I had to say something about what happens there, you know, because this disaster is going on. And now it's again going on. Out of electricity because of snowstorm, you know. It's getting it, they are not left, you know, it's in his dog lost. Nochamol. It's lost in his dog, yeah? Just leave the people, you know. So there is these difficulties teach you where to look for the avodah. Because that's what the Boreh Olam gives you. It gives you some difficulty. It gives you pain. And this pain, it's only, for example, Rabbi Akiva, when he said Shema, and there's a Chazal, has to be a Chazal, which the Talmidim asked him, are you mevayed b'disurim? Are you mismarit? How do you call that? You are... What? Rebelling against the Yisurim. Means when Yisurim comes, you have to cry. So Rabbi Akiva had his mahalach, but the Talmidim were big people, you know. The Talmidim said, you can't have Yisurim and then you say, oh, it doesn't hurt. No, it hurts. Because there is the point where the Boreh Olam wants you to work. Only by Rabbi Akiva, it was a final thing, you know. It was like, that's the end of life. So there was a different thing by him. But it's within your life when it hurts. That's the Mokum Avodah, where it hurts. And how far is that when you think about where it hurts and how deep that pain goes? Or you think, what was the reason behind that? You see, this is cold and this is warm. This is a book And there, over here there are no books. Over here there are you. And my emunah, I want my emunah to be a personal thing. Emunah of me. Not the emunah of books. Emunah of me. So I think that's the challenge we have now. Okay? I felt I have to say that now. And also as a preparation, I'm going now to England the next Thursday. I will be on my way from England to America. And then the Thursday after this, I'll be on my way back to Eretz Yisrael somehow, somewhere. I also will face this challenge there, and I'm going out to Lakewood. So most probably I will have to speak about these things, you know, because these people they were struggling throughout weeks, and they will be still struggling then with this loss, and this lost their lives and lost the whole content of the life, you know. And it just everything is gone the way you said. So all the past, all the remembering is gone, you know. That's an unbelievable painful thing, you know. But that doesn't go away so quickly. So I will have to think about that. But this is the first step out thinking. And you see how far this demand goes of emunah. Emunah is demanding avoideh. And we are not able to produce avoideh that we don't have emunah. And that's like when you want to say a shlobot. When you are not the oivet, you are a kefir. You're not only a good man, you are a kefir simply. Because you can't accept the boreolam anymore. Yeah? And that is the point of this vat. Excuse me to be a little bit harsh, but I think the reality is harsher than that one. Okay, Atka.